You're listening to Flying Pig Ranch and Thistle Farm Radio from the good folks at hashnicks.club. And I'm hearing things in stereo. Turn that on and leave it on. Okay. So this is the Captain Pod 2. And we're here to explore a little retro jazz. So I went back to a name that I think everybody knows. Miles Davis. And I looked, and I found out that one of the first bands that he was ever in was Freddie Randall and his band. Here they are doing Georgia Cape. We'll be right back. 15-year-old Miles Davis jamming with Eddie Randall. Here's another one just to give you a taste. That's 1941, so in 44 he goes to Juilliard, not surprising, and he gets to play with the guys on the street, you know, Charlie Parker and those guys. He got to work with Benny Carter. Here's a old-timey classic. Thank you. have it. I'm burdening you with this kind of baseline, swing type, old-timey elevator music, bore you to death, but it's easy listening. For the same reason that I encourage you to take a minute and find Picasso's earliest drawings and find out that instead of a maniac radical that he was, he started out in the most traditional manner ever. And that's what Miles Davis really is all about. He's got the foundation. Now, where he goes from there, it'll be interesting. We're coming on back with Benny Carter and his orchestra now, right around 1945. Benny Carter, come on back. To round out, it's time to take another step. With an arranger pianist who's going to be a prominent figure in Miles Davis' life. A partner, if you will. I'm going to introduce you to Gil Evans and his orchestra, Summertime with Miles Davis. And there you have it. Summertime, Miles Davis with the Gil Evans Orchestra. Notes here say late 1940s. Okay, so that was the jazz retrospective introduction. And this button. You're listening to Flying Pig Ranch and Thistle Farm Radio from the good folks at hashmix.club. And now, coming up next is my good friend and associate, Mr. Flipper Zero, is going to show us the way. So, please, take it away.